This is the Q-Tip Podcast by Q-Source, the Medicare Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for the state of Indiana. This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality of this broadcast may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your understanding as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Q-Source, stay healthy, stay safe, stay informed, and enjoy the latest episode of Q-Tips.
Hello, my name is Teresa Hostetler. I am a quality improvement advisor for Q-Source, the quality improvement organization for the state of Indiana. Hand washing is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your family from getting sick. Washing hands can keep you healthy and prevent the spread of respiratory and diarrheal infections from one person to the next. Sounds easy enough, right? In the podcast, we will talk about when and how you should wash your hands to stay healthy. But first, let's review how germs are spread. Germs can spread from other people to surfaces that we touch when, after contact, you touch your eyes, nose, and or mouth with your unwashed hands. These germs also are spread when individuals prepare or eat food and drinks without washing their hands. Many times we don't realize all the contaminated surfaces or objects we touch, and without thinking about it, then touch our eyes, nose, and mouth without properly cleaning our hands. Not only do we need to be aware of what we touch and do, but also what others are doing. Things such as blowing your nose, coughing, and or sneezing into your hands, and then touching other people to shake or hold their hand, or touching a common object with your contaminated hands that others are also touching, causes a spider web effect of the transmission of contaminants that you may or may not even be aware of is happening. So what are the key times to wash your hands? Frequent hand washing can help prevent the spread of germs, especially these key times when you are likely to get and spread germs. Before, during, and after preparing food, before eating food, before and after caring for someone at home who is sick with respiratory signs or symptoms, vomiting or diarrhea, after using the bathroom, after changing diapers or cleaning up a child who has used the restroom, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. Please remember to use proper cough etiquette, coughing and sneezing into your elbow and throwing your used tissue away immediately after use. Do not save it in your pocket to use again. After touching an animal, animal food and or treats or animal waste, after touching garbage and or taking out the garbage. Please remember that especially during this pandemic, you should also clean your hands after you have been in public places and touched an item or surface that may be frequently touched by other people, such as door handles, tables, gas pumps, shopping carts, electronic cashier registers, screens, etc. Before touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, remember that these areas are portals of entry for germs into your body. So now let's talk about the five steps to follow to ensure that you're washing your hands the right way, keeping in mind that washing your hands is easy and it's one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of germs. Clean hands can stop germs from spreading from one person to another and throughout an entire community, from your home and workplace to childcare facilities and hospitals. Following these five steps, every time you wash your hands will ensure that you are doing it correctly, and after a short amount of time, it will become second nature. So first, let's wash your hands with clean running water, warm or cold, and apply soap. Two, lather your hands by rubbing them together with soap. Lather the back of your hands, between your fingers, on your palms, around your thumbs, and under your nails. Three, scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. Do you need a timer? Maybe hum the happy birthday song from the beginning to end. twice. 4. Rinse your hands well under the clean running water. Make sure to hold your hands downward when rinsing and avoid touching the inside or sides of the sink. 5. Dry your hands using a clean towel or air dry them. Use a dry towel to turn off the water. If soap and water are not rapidly available, you should use hand sanitizer. Make sure that the hand sanitizer that you are using contains at least 60% alcohol. This should be on the product label. Sanitizers can quickly reduce the number of germs on your hands in many situations, but they are not effective in all types of germs, such as C. diff, pesticides, and some heavy metals. Hand sanitizers should not be utilized when hands are visibly dirty or greasy. In these instances, you must use soap and water. Caution: swallowing alcohol-based hand sanitizers can cause alcohol poisoning if more than a couple of mouthfuls are swallowed. Keep out of reach of children and supervisor use. When using hand sanitizer, you should, 1. Apply the gel product to the palm of your hand. Read the label to learn the correct amount. Typically, enough that your hands stay wet for the entire 20 seconds of sanitizing. 2. Rub your hands together, ensuring that the gel covers all the surfaces of your hands and fingers until your hands are dry. This should take about 20 seconds. During this time in our world, we can assist in the reducing and transmission of germs from person to person by simply washing our hands frequently and effectively using soap and water and or alcohol-based hand sanitizer. QSource would like to thank you for continuing to use best practice in order to keep all of our residents and healthcare communities safe and healthy. We are here to assist you in your facility with free resources, education, and training. If you have any questions or concerns or would like additional information, please reach out to us at techassist@qsource.org and visit our website at qsource.org/coronavirus for any additional resources.
This material was prepared by QSource, the Quality Innovation Network Quality Improvement Organization for Indiana, under a contract with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, a federal agency of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Content does not necessarily reflect CMS policy.